Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer, songwriter, podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and I'm glad to talk to you again about, you know, my album, Dove Knight Matter Part 2, is coming out March 3rd, or it might be March 2nd, but March 3rd, 2021. I just wanted to let you guys know that I released a video called I Want You, and you will like that. I Want You. It's released. And, you know, it's a song that I co-written, and it was a joy to do, as I said before. It's a pop ballad, you know, because I did rock and pop songs. I performed for years, and it's part of my repertoire of music that I've been involved in for a long time. Making music is pretty much part of who I am. It's a lot of hard work to do, but it's at the same time performed I Want You at places in LA. So, perhaps I'll sing it again, because I am planning to go out and sing again, because I, as a performer, I'm not just in the studio, I am in concert. But unfortunately, we have COVID-19. So COVID-19 is a problem that simply cannot be, you know, it's very difficult to deal with. And the situation as it is, I pray and hope that, you know, that this disease can be resolved with the vaccinations we have. I think getting vaccination is great, but I think with these new variants, it's really scary how life as we knew it has ended temporarily for over a year now, and the changes that has happened. But I know that things will get back to normal, because life will continue to prosper and get back to, you know, the way it was in terms of being able to go to the beaches and restaurants and work and do things without worrying about inhaling or getting sick. But unfortunately and tragically, so many people have lost their lives to it, and the possibility of catching it is still acute, and it's so sad and horrific. But I do believe that with the vaccinations that have been going on, that, you know, the world as we used to know it will come back, and we'll get over this. But it is scary for me, but nevertheless, the way to face fear is, you know, to face it and to know that things will change for the better. As I said in previous podcasts, you know, there's a sun, the sunshine is always there, and, you know, for me and or for the world, but at times there are going to be dark clouds for us to learn, but the dark clouds are not going to last. The sunshine is going to come back out. So that is where it is. When I do these podcasts, I not only talk about music, but music is the most important thing, because I'm an artist, as well as a podcaster, as well as I design my own videos and some of my album covers. So I do a variety of things as an artist, and it's a joy to do. I also acted in movies, small movies, budget movies, spontaneous and some of them, where there wasn't no skit, I just acted silly, but it was part of the acting formula, and I can act as well as I can sing. But nevertheless, I want you to know about the video that I released. The single will be out with Dove Night Matters Part 2, March 3rd, 2021. It will be available on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, all the conglomerates of where you can find music or new music from an indie artist like me. So I'm glad to talk to you. The situation as it is, I always say that it's important to be the creator, but it's also important to use my mind and the wisdom to know the difference. I write a lot of songs, and I hope you like this one. This is a song I truly enjoy doing, and it was a joy to do.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed the exams and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself. Tragedy is what I am. Every time it turns out bad, I didn't really end up with more. But inside, I know I've got a
tragedy is not what I am. I apologize for that. That was Tragedy is Not What I Am. I co-written that. It was a song, a rock song, I written about overcoming obstacles, you know. I wrote about it because I experienced so much tragedy in my life. Starting when I was a child. I don't like talking about, you know, negativity all the time, you know, because negativity is not good. You have to be positive. But it's really correlated to the song and to what's, how my life has transpired since, from making the song. You know, the whole deal with if you read books that I made or podcasts, just the tribulations and the tremendous obstacles I had since I was born. With my environment, growing up as a child, the hindrances, the rejections, and then the horrific situations, you know. So I'm going to mention it again because this is related to the song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Being targeted as a child, being harassed, living in a broken home, violence as a young child, overcoming obstacles in learning, still is in life. An outcast, a misfit, being made fun of all the time. Made fun of my intellectual and my creative abilities. Just pretty much had a bad life, a bad early life. And adolescent, it was even worse. It was just as worse, I would say. And then coming to L.A. to see from all those experiences, it was so many experiences that was negative. which led me to be an artist. So I started writing, singing as a teenager, and then inspired by my heroes like GNR and Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and also pop music, you know, pop singers, and I was a variety, but I wanted to be my own self, and coming out here to L.A. homeless with that dream to make it in Hollywood as a professional big star, and the rejections and the hindrances and my own health and people questioning me and trying to hinder me and so on. So, you know, if I really look at my life and really look at where I was going at one time, it could have easily been a tragedy. Could have ended up dead. I came close to death situations, a victim of crime, violence, ID theft, and so on. And I'm still being targeted for who I am, but it inspires me to create as well and to wisdom to know the difference that not to give up on my life and my dreams. And I'm going to talk about it all the time, so that's what tragedy is, not what I am. If you read the storyline of the lyrics that I've written, it was about, the first one was about schooling. I had trouble schooling. There was no way I could, as a child, I could do well with what was going on at home or the harassment at school. And to know that I could not compare myself, how many hindrances. In fact, I didn't even really grow up properly as a child. I had too many obstacles. As an adult, it affected me still from those obstacles to try to transcend what I have and still keep a positive attitude. As things change and I'm positive, I feel happy about myself now because I was not born to be a tragedy. I was born to be a winner, so tragedy is not what I am. I was in the rock and roll. I was pretty much a rock and roller at those at that stage. On the stage, rock and rolling, singing with bands, and wanting to record and wanting to go out and sing. So that's why I always believe that, you know, and, you know, the Hollywood dream I've seen and, you know, I saw other people were musicians and artists who had struggled too and have heard of so many tragic situations where people came out here to L.A. to Hollywood to be a star and didn't make it. Not only didn't make it, but they lost their lives or something bad happened. So that was what the song was all about. Tragedy is not what I am. Every time it turns out bad, so I have to keep going and persist and keep going for my dreams no matter what happens. Even if the naysayers and the haters, and I had so many of them, question my talent. And there's no question I have the talent to sing and write and play, and I will always get that, because they're either jealous and, you know, nothing would please them but to be negative. So I ignore that, and then I had to deal with people even questioning my mental and physical health and portraying me or making allegations that doesn't pertain to me or pertain to reality. And that's a tragic thing to deal with, people or haters who wanted to hinder my progress as an artist, which I made it to the professional leagues, or as an intellectual, or wanted to be the American dream. It's important that I can't let that stop me either, even if the hindrances were plentiful, because I had so many hindrances in this life. In fact, it's a life that was filled with so many obstacles still and back then that it's pretty tough to deal with. But I do know one thing, just to be positive and to like thyself and to know that tragedy is not what I am. But here's the other song that I really prefer to talk about and enjoy. It is That Is Why I Fell in Love with You.
Are the true love? Are you the one?
That was That Is Life, I Love You. It's out. All these songs that I release, rock and pop, are out right now on singles. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can also listen to it on Deezer, iTunes, and so on. And one thing I like to say is the joy of writing about love is just tremendous. Because for me, love, I never really experienced love in my life. And to write about it was surely a pure joy. As I said, with the tragedy, with not what I am, single, I did experience so much hindrances and deprivation. But I'm still okay, because I had to take it one day at a time. And one thing I remind myself of, which I also experienced, which is insanity, is to stay away from insanity at all times, because it only brings me down. And stay away from negativity. And to be happy and to deal with truly, honest reality, but positive to know that dreams and fantasies can transcend it and make it more worthwhile, and they can come true. So I tell you to all, what I'm trying to say to all of you, like I tell myself, I hope all your dreams come true, because mine deserve to come true, because we can't take someone else's dream away. And it's important that I say that because I get reminded each day where individuals have said things and do things to try to undermine my potential and my dreams. And that's what the American dream is for, and that's what the Hollywood dream is for, to go for that dream and to never give up and to make it come true. And that's what I want for myself. No matter how long it take or what limitations, if I sit on my butt or whatever, I'm going to be fine, but I will make that dream come true. Yes, I paid my dues. I paid my dues tremendously. All those years, not only homelessness, not only recording demos, not only releasing compilations, all the singing around L.A. and so on. I paid my dues, as well as rehearsals and training to learn to play and to learn to sing. I paid my dues many years over, and no one could question how hard I worked. And it's just that with dreams, some people are just happen to be more luckier than others. I happen to be one of those people who didn't have that much luck, but I still believe in my dreams anyway. Because things do change. Because there's the sunshine that's over me all the time to remind me that things will get better. It was a time where I didn't think that things would get better. And honestly, who wouldn't? With all the stresses and all the limitations I have. And that includes now. But still, I do believe things will get better. Because they have to. And things always change for me to become a better person. And if I'm not right, I would not be saying this on this podcast right now, whoever's listening, because everything I say is truthful. And that's why I write a song by That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. And again, the Dove Night Matter pertains to all this because that's a body of work of music, something I really, truly enjoy doing, not just enjoy doing, but to make a living at it. And that's my goal. Because the truth is, most musicians who are singer-songwriters in America or in the world do not make enough to make a living. And I'm one of them, but I continue to believe that my dreams can come true. I truly believe that. And I'm an honest person about it. I have nothing to hide or to curb or try to. I'm not being negative either. I'm just telling it like it is. I spent so many years understanding it. And the best way for me to deal with it is to be upfront with it. And that is how it is. There's nothing to fear but fear itself with anything. And the best way to do it is just to tell it like it is. But also to be positive and aware to never let someone take your dreams away. Because I have people who try to take mine. and I'm not about to do that. Because I wrote a song, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. And that is why I wrote the album, The Dove Night Matter Part 2. Part of who I am forever. And part of that process is learning to write lyrics and melodies, but really to sing it out. The singing started out for me as like just to deal with the stresses of 18, 19, you know, not feeling left out and, you know, on holidays always alone because I wasn't living with my I wasn't living with my family, so I couldn't be with them on holidays, so I was alone. Nobody wanted to be around me on holidays, and, you know, the memories of that. Even in L.A., living in the gutter, living in the garbage can, a cardboard box, and, you know, it was warm, kept me comfortable on that, you know, December 1991 or whatever, you know, or, you know, December 2000, whatever, you know, just feeling good about myself despite living in the gutter, because I did live in a gutter. And, you know, even though I was in living among trash cans and cardboard boxes, I still believed that I would be okay. It was painful, but I got over it. And that's why I can write That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. And that is why I can write Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Here's another song that always been an issue, but a real good issue to talk about and to create, because creativity is so positive. It is called Unique.
Rejections
from record labels, but that was, I think he was going by the way I looked and not my talent. Another inspiration for that song was also, I was in a jam band. We were just jamming. I wanted to go professional, but the other guys didn't, and I was just jamming with them, and I was still had these professional ambitions. And I was singing the lead, and somebody, again, I guess because of the way I look, because of I'm heavy set or whatever, he didn't think I should be the lead singer. It should be the guitar player, and we were not a professional group. My stance on that is if we were going professional, which I hope the band would, because I was hoping that they would change their mind before we can go on the Sunset Strip or play a club in the San Fernando Valley as and professionally and make demos and so on. But I was very upset about that. But I let it be because we were in the group. It didn't bother me too much, because I knew that person wasn't interested in being professional. He just wanted to do it for fun. But for me, I wanted to do it professionally. But I found it, I still found it, I was annoyed that he was, like, questioning who was the lead singer. I mean, I'm the vocalist of the band because I have the most powerful voice. You know, I can scream. You know, scream. And I was screaming in a rock group. And it was, you know, it's about my talent as a vocalist. You know, it was another reminder of how hard my life has been, and still to think positive, nevertheless. Had all these obstacles, you know, and to be, to come across that, that was very, it was at first, I was a little perturbed. Then I got like, oh God, I got another obstacle, but you know what? I can't let this stop me. I have to be positive. That's just an opinion. And I know that the music business doesn't, as a whole, doesn't go by looks, because they said, no, we don't. We go by whether they got talent as a singer, songwriter, or instrumentalist. If you can play, if you can write, if you can sing, that's important. And, you know, it takes luck. Being at the right place at the right time at times. So, it shouldn't be about the way I look. It should be about my talent or my artistry. I guess I have a unique style. The other reason why I wrote about the song was the perception people have of me. The negativity part was because of my personality. They perceived me to be something I wasn't. Like I was crazy or someone, which was their ignorance. I'm unique. It's a gift to be unique. Whatever clothes I wear or what size I am, because I'm a big guy, I am beautiful inside and out, and so is everyone else. So it's not fair for someone to criticize or describe or make judgments on me. So I said, okay, I am a beautiful person, so I will continue to sing no matter what the opinions are. And opinions don't determine my destiny simply because I'm unique. And that's what it was. A lot of issues with these songs, but it was the inspiration to write them. If you listen to the lyrics, it's like, I had a hard time. The song is about having a dream, my dream, about my dream to make it in Hollywood as a celebrity, as a rock star, as a singer-songwriter, and to not give up. The lyrics, you can hear the truthful lyrics, you know. I still believe someone will sign me, and then there's, you know, the truth is I did get signed to a little label that has now released my music, so I guess that did come true. And you can listen to the lyrics like, I chose to live in my true reality. I'm pretty much who I am. I didn't try to be something I wasn't. Or shallow. And if you listen to some of the lyrics that I helped write, it's called I Had a Hard Life, which I have, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. And that was all about belief over obstacles, even if it takes some time. And you know, those memories and those past situations that I have make me a stronger person. So that's why I've written the song Unique. And here's other songs that I've written that you'll like. Oh, here's another one. You know the one that I released last year. You'll like this one.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Another song that is released as a single. I did not put it on the album, but I may put it on the next one. It is called Trauma. That was called Trauma. You can check it out on Spotify and Deezer. It is a story about my early childhood and now what my life has been about. A trauma, a weird kind of feeling took my life from the beginning, and I lost B. It's kind of, you know, it's not meant to be sad. I'd written it at a time where I was going through some issues. For example, I'd written it right after. It was a bad incident. I was living in L.A. I still am in L.A. where I was living, sharing an apartment with three or four or five people. And I got robbed, and I was thrown out on the street. And I stayed in a coffee shop. And it was very traumatic. I was traumatized living on the street again, you know, because I lived in a cardboard box, too. You know, I was in the gutter. So I was finding a place. I was out on the street with my suitcase. So that was where the song, the lyrics, and the melody, the idea came from, trauma. So that is what I experienced. So, as you can tell, listening to this podcast, I experienced too much in one life, and this, and I want to say that it, you know, despite of it all, resilience to change my life and to be a positive person. I had people help me get there, but the truth is, I learned to be resilient, and I did get off the street, so that's a good thing. So that's you can listen to that on Spotify. And here's another one. You know, I'll tell you more about it. And the learning that I had to move on and find other people. You know, someone who has tremendous obstacles in my life, so many rejections, so many obstacles within and without, and to find and to think that I was going to be with somebody who turned out not to want me around. Didn't want nothing to do with me. And I realized the health issues of that person was probably a factor, so I have to be with healthy people. I was rejected. It was painful, but I had to move on because there's other people to meet. And that's the important thing is, if, you know, I'm over them. You know, I'm on to a better situation and to be enlightened by all the tremendous courage to continue forward. And most importantly, to make music, writing about it. So I am inspired to be positive, and to be positive, to be healthy, and I learned to be resilient and not to give up and to work on myself and do the best I can because life is too short, as COVID-19 has came about and reminded me that, you know, there's only one life to live, you know. I can't give up, you know. I have to continue going. And to know that despite what has going on, to do the best I can, create, and go for my dreams. Because dreams are not to be broken. And my heart is not to be broken. No one's. So that is it for today. And the last thing I have always said is, may all your wishes or dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God or whatever higher power or whatever you believe bless you all. Good day, good night, if you hear me in U.S. or whoever is listening, thank you for listening, or around the world. Because sometimes I know this podcast can be heard by people in different countries. Thank you from Dove Night.